It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shadell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, bud. Closing out the month that everyone forgets about, February. Forgettable
February.
The least notable month of the year, and we're heading towards a very special day, the first day of spring, and your birthday.
That's my birthday. My birthday, not to brag, but my birthday is the first day of spring. You might remember it from every year. That's how I remember my birthday. It happens every year. I know people tell you that.
My birthday only happens every other year, so.
Only 90s kids remember my birthday happens every year. Do you know what they call February, actually? Forgettable February, obviously. But then also they call it the March to March. So you're just getting ready.
Aha! Uh-huh.
It's like the fast lane, the fast lane to WrestleMania. February, the March to March. Although WrestleMania technically happens in April. Ah, cool, we got about a minute in until I started talking about wrestling. That's fun. This is a wrestling podcast. Thanks for listening. We are two white boys in our 20s, so naturally we have a wrestling podcast. It's called Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? Hey, Thomas, speaking of, are you ready for Survivor Ghost Island?
I've got two words if you're not down with Survivor Ghost Island. Ghost Island!
Yeah. I am so happy to not be saying it's time to play the game after the subtitle. First time in like 6 months.
Not be excited about Survivor Ghost Island, my ass. I will be excited about Survivor Ghost Island.
Exactly. Before we go, we're just going to go through the cast today, because it starts this Wednesday, Wasted Wednesday. You remember that? You might remember it from every week.
I did like that, in college, every single day had, like, a stupid name that was like, I'm going to binge drink.
Well, yeah, a lot of people naturally got thirsty Thursday, but you might recall when we were in college, we called it Three Shot Thursday.
Three Shot Thursday, we had, Half shot
Thursday,
half shot Saturday, I believe is
half shot Saturday, and then full shot Friday because we invented half shot Saturday because our friend Alex could not take a full shot.
Yep.
So like we'll dedicate one day.
I miss half shot. Half shot Saturday was a great idea. Also, what was it?
I still celebrate on my own sometimes.
Was it wine shot Wednesdays? Was the thing that you did
wine shot Sundays? Yeah. Because we all grew up Catholic. I don't think we had one for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, did we?
No.
Like our own?
No.
Because those days are for studying.
Yeah, that was when we were hitting the books.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting the town books. Friday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Thursday through Sunday, honestly. If you know what I mean.
TBH.
We go out a lot. That's because we're like so cool. Okay. Ooh, nice energy drink choice. You're drinking an Arizona RX Energy. I'm drinking, our good boy, an Uptime, which I found in my backpack when I got home drunk last night.
I also have an Uptime in my mini fridge, but I went with the Arizona.
Good choice.
I'm a two-energy drink man. There are three sources of caffeine that I have. It's those two and coffee.
Yeah, coffee's always a good choice, except sometimes it makes me dehydrated.
Yep.
Which is my own fault. But yeah, Uptime is numero uno. Second, probably coffee. And third, I mean, is just like getting high on life, you know?
Yeah.
Milking a cow or goat.
The only sanctioned way to get high on life.
Well, if you want to get into heaven, the highest high.
That's true.
You gotta be a farmer.
Doesn't get it. You can listen. Listen, teens. If you want to get high, doesn't get any higher than heaven.
Okay. Before we get started going through this cast, I want to address something that I said last week, which was that everybody, we did the racist season last week, which I think was still a great decision on our part. I said that everybody on the white tribe was a man. I accidentally overlooked Ammo, who identifies, I believe, as non-binary, so, you know, just want to clear that up.
Apologies to Ammo.
Chill bro, though. Ammo, I love that guy. I DM'd him because his DMs are open, and I asked him, because I whenever we talk about him, I'm like, are we using the correct pronoun? So I asked him, and he said, he, she, they, I take them all. So
nice.
Don't worry about that. Good dude.
Cool,
let's get
cool
him on
person.
The podcast. And let's get him back on the challenge. I don't know why.
Yes, please.
He wasn't on this one. What is the season called? Vendettas? Oh, he's not on Vendettas because everyone loves
him.
Yeah,
I was going to say, okay. Who is he really fighting with?
No one. He's a good dude. Okay, let's get into these tribes. Two tribe season, 20 people, 21 if you count Jeff Probst. People don't always count Jeff Probst, but he's on the show. First up, we've got the Navidi tribe. Excuse me. First person on the Navidi tribe is 38 years old. His name is Dominic Abate. I don't know if I'm pronouncing anyone's last name right, but that's what it looks like. He is a construction worker in Brooklyn. He says he's a family man first. He is sober. It's a fucking nerd is what I'm saying.
Hey, I'm not drinking here.
He lost 70 pounds after his kids were born. I don't know why we needed to know that. He's doing well, I guess.
He lost the weight, you know? He lost the birth weight.
He lost 70 pounds, in which he meant he misplaced his two children.
Yeah, you know. Sometimes it's hard after having a kid to get the body back, but he put the work in.
He did it. He says he's self-aware. I feel like it's weird if you call yourself self-aware.
I don't know if that's a thing that you... you want to... It's like how, you know, like pickup artists and stuff like that will call themselves, like, masters of, like, hypnotism and persuasion? Like, mm-hmm. I think, like, Scott Adams says that, and it's like, if you have to tell people that...
Is Scott Adams the guy who did
he's
Dilbert?
He's the Dilbert man.
Gross. Okay. Dominic says that he's worried about getting tired, and he wants to be like Tony, but less neurotic. Smart move. Pretty good strategy. And then he asks, has no one stolen a parchment at tribal council? It looks like a document. Which, a couple issues. Okay, I understand that Triple H had not aired when they filmed this. So somebody has stolen a parchment. Also, what documents are you finding on Survivor? Doesn't make a lot of sense, Dominic. More like Dominic the Dummy. That's what I call him. Document Dominic. That can't be a nickname. I can't even get it out. Document Dominic. Dominic. I'm just trying out some nicknames.
Just imagining, like, fucking Alex Jones being on a season of Survivor and be like, they appear to be hiding some documents on the tribal council. No one's stolen these documents yet.
These documents are blank. Okay.
You coward. Jeff Probst, you coward, I hate you.
You shouldn't be antagonistic toward the host, I think.
Jeff Probst is a globalist.
Up next, we've got Desiree Afuye. 21 years old, also from Brooklyn. Ugh, she's also walking here. She calls herself a winner. She was homeless. She went to Nigeria at 10 years old, visited her grandma. She says she is smart and wise beyond her years. She is social and suffers from resting bitch face, which, honestly, talk about being self-aware. She's right. Every promo image I saw of her, I was like, oh, she does not look fun. And then her interview was like, really nice.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I am fun.
She seems like a really cool person. Yeah, so I like her. She says she is cool. She says she is chill. She says she is funny. So, so far, so good, right?
Yeah, I think so.
two for two. Kellen Bechtold is 30 years old. She's from Indiana. She has a master's degree. Cool. She's married and then divorced in a very short period of time, apparently. She's empathetic, which she says she would not take advantage of in real life, but will on Survivor. Not a bad idea. She says it's not physical, and she thinks that playing is her destiny. Okay. Remember last season when What's-Her-Name was like, I've been applying for 17 years, and I'm finally on, and it wasn't a good contestant. It wasn't a fun person to watch play Survivor.
I don't even remember who that was. That's how forgettable this last season was.
Yeah. But it seems like everybody this season is that type of person, which does not instill a lot of confidence in me, but I'm also never confident for a season, so whatever.
Well, I mean, okay. That just means that you're learning the right things from Survivor, because you know never to be confident.
Never be confident. You're right. We did Kellen. So up next is Wendell Holland. He's 33 years old. He's from Philly. Furniture designer. He wants to see if he can do it. That's what it says in my notes. I assume that means play Survivor. He's a super fan also. He might want to instruct gladiators. What does that mean?
I think he was saying, like, a lot of the... He's like, I feel like I'm pretty athletic. Like, I play a lot of pickup. You know, he shoots a lot of b-ball outside the school. But he said that there are a lot of... You know, he's like, there are, like... You know, you usually get some super athletes. So maybe I'm going to hang back and just try and instruct them on what to do.
He wasn't talking about Russell Crowe.
No.
Is that him?
Yes.
Is Russell Crowe in Gladiator? Okay.
Yes, he was the star of Gladiator.
I confuse him and that other guy a lot. Okay, Wendell also tells himself a lot.
Wait.
I confuse Russell Crowe and Mel Gibson.
Oh, okay.
I feel like they're about the same age and are in similar movies. But one...
They're also both Australian.
Oh, that's why. That's the reason. Wendell Holland seems like a good dude. Okay. Let's talk about Bradley Kleihegg.
Oh, is this the law student?
Yes. He's 25 years old. He's from L.A. He's a student. He is worried about having too much time on the island. Okay. Excited about the experience. He's well-spoken. But it could come off as cold or flippant.
And it does.
He likes to make fun of people. And he gets along with smart people. Less so with, quote, simple people. I am ready to vote him out. If America can vote, bye-bye Bradley.
Yeah, this guy's a piece of shit and he should get voted off.
Yeah, let's stop talking about him. I don't like him. Chris Noble. Oh, this is just a bad grouping of people. I should have thought about this when I was putting my notes together. Chris Noble is 27, grew up in the Florida Keys. He played baseball in college. He's a model, a type A personality. He's athletic. He says his social intelligence will be his biggest strength. And he also says that he'll be the new flavor of the month.
Whatever that means.
What is that? I don't understand that, Chris. So, he's getting the boot, too.
He was trying to make an American Hi-Fi reference, but he messed up on the increment of time.
I don't know what
that You're not familiar is. With the American Hi-Fi song Flavor of the Week?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's move on to our next favorite person. Sebastian Noel. Maybe Noel. Maybe he's a Christmassy.
Oh,
he's 22 years old. Also from Florida. He's a fisherman. Wakes up at 4:30 every day. He's sociable. And he says he's 22, so he doesn't know how to live life yet. Not a bad idea.
I think if you're 22 and you know that, that's pretty self-aware.
Yeah. He says he's a super fan. And he says that his grandma is his main motivator. Sounds like we got another Johnny Fairplay on our hands.
Yep.
Love it.
Nice grandma he's got there. Be a real shame if something were to happen to her.
he certainly rubs me the wrong way based on his bio video. I feel like he will be very annoying, but I could also see myself being a big fan of him after a few episodes.
Yeah, it could go a few different ways. My initial reaction is that I don't like him, but, I mean, I think they also really, like, push these guys to be, like, very, like, chipper and over the top in their normal videos, so we'll see him in a more natural environment.
Yeah, once he hasn't eaten for a few days, he might be a little more chill. Okay, up next is Angela Perkins, oldest person on the season at 42 years old.
And Perkins.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Okay. She's 42. She's from Cincinnati. Okay. She's retired from the military. She's a divorced mom and has focused on everyone else's happiness until now. So now is her time. She usually gets along with male.
Their time is up. Her time is now. Just like the host of...
God damn it. Why do you do these things to me? She gets along with males. She is outspoken and aggressive.
I'm sorry. What kind of males does she get along with? Alpha males.
Oh, did she say alpha males? Okay. Whatever. I don't like Angela Perkins.
Nope.
She's like...
She's a troop! You have to love her! How dare you not support the Survivor troops?
All respect to the Survivor troops. She feels
Is it
like
just me, or could if the troops put together a tribe on Survivor, could they dominate the game?
Yeah, probably, because Jeff Probst would be jerking them off all constantly. She seems like a combination of Ben and Chrissy from last season.
Yes.
She's like the old mom, old being 42.
Yeah.
Who's doing something for herself, and also, she's a goddamn
And she's a troop.
Okay. Up next, Morgan Rick, 29 years old. She's from Salt Lake City.
I'm Morgan Rick, you know, from the show.
Yeah, I love that. I'm very smart.
That joke that was fun for like 2 seconds until it was ruined by the incredibly toxic fan base of an otherwise pretty good show.
The 2 seconds that it was funny were the 2 seconds after they said it the first time in the show. Yeah. Okay, so Morgan Rick, who, let's not refer to her in that cadence anymore. Let's just call her Morgan. Speaking of, what was it, college... Morgan. We had a friend named Morgan, who I still occasionally text with, not to brag. She's from Salt Lake City. She works with killer whales. She was an athlete growing up. A real person, but also positive. What is that?
She's a real human being and a real hero.
Oh, you're telling me.
She works with killer whales, but does she work with drunk drivers?
Nice. Did you know that guy is, like, 25 years old?
Yeah, and he also has, like, an infinite number of music that he's made. He had a bunch of stuff on Bandcamp. Like, his most recent album is him re-recording with, like, a full studio band one of his Bandcamp albums.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good.
A really good album. Yeah. I've been listening to it constantly. I watched, a Tiny Desk concert with him last night. And I was like, oh, he's a baby.
Yeah, he's...
I thought he was, like, an old bearded dude, like, in his mid-30s.
No, he's... Well, he's got, like, kind of a deep voice. Like, sometimes he sounds kind of like Beck. But he's, he's a young dude.
He's just a little baby boy.
He's very precocious.
I love it. It's a good band. They're called Car Seat Headrest. We'll probably never play them on this show because he doesn't have any songs about Survivor. I assume.
Yet.
Not yet. Let's make it happen. New hashtag, car seat headrest, write a song about Survivor. That seems long. We could probably edit it down. Okay. Morgan is very loud because she works outside. She has a boyfriend, but she might lie about that. I'm into that. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And finally on... What's this tribe called? Navidi? Okay. Sounds like an app where you transfer money to your friends. I don't know what that means. Okay, finally, Chelsea Townsend, 25 years old, also originally from Salt Lake City, then moved to L.A. She was an NBA dancer and a football dancer. But they don't say NFL. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
They said NBA, but they didn't say NFL, which I wonder why. Especially because CBS plays NFL games, but they don't play NBA games.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe she danced for a different league. Okay. This is very important. We need to get down to it. She is social, loyal, wants to be remembered as the one we didn't see coming. Okay, I've already forgotten what she looks like. That's everybody on the Navidi tribe. Up next is everybody on the Malolo tribe. Oh, wait. Before we go into the next tribe, let's make our picks for Navidi. Who is your one pick for to get to the merge from this tribe? Dominic, Desiree, Kellen, Wendell, Bradley, Chris.
I'm going to pick a Desi that won't. Angeline, I'm going to pick a Desi that won't Morgan. Get eliminated this time.
Desi didn't get eliminated before the merge last time. I picked right. I was the only one who picked right.
Picking a Desi that will not get eliminated, that's Desiree.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's not like I was going to pick her at all.
Right? I knew you were. I was like, I'm glad he gave me the opening to do it.
No, I wasn't, actually. That was a lie. I was just joking, because I'm actually going to pick Wendell.
Oh, Wendell's cool. I would have picked Wendell if you had picked Desiree.
Okay. Yeah, there's not a ton of people on this tribe that I am super into.
Yeah, I think those are the two coolest people on this tribe.
Yeah. Also, Jeff Probst said that he picked Wendell to win in an interview. And the interviewer said, "You always pick wrong, though." And he said, "That's true, I do, but I'm hoping Wendell can go silent, reverse the curse." I was like, honestly, that's a pretty good argument. Okay, Malolo, we've got Jenna Bowman is up first. She's 23 years old. She's from Detroit.
Nobody likes you when you're 23.
True. That's true.
Yeah,
that
so she yeah.
I like Jenna Bowman. She seems good.
Yeah, she seems all right, and she's from Michigan, so.
Yeah. She could be the second best bounty hunter in Southeast Michigan.
Jake,
Jason.
You realize something. Her being a contestant on the show is also going to line up with April and the D.
Oh! That's the sound I make when I come super hard.
April in the D.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Okay. Let's go, Jenna Bowman. We were already rooting for you, but the fact that you're from Detroit in the D in April, it's a good combo. Okay. She wants to prove herself to herself. People tell her their secrets. She is too honest. She's a guy's girl, but also a girl's girl. So you're just, like, good at talking to people?
Yeah, you could just say that you're a people person.
No, we need to specify gender. It's very important. Remember when we were talking about ammo earlier? Gender is very important. She's not sure if she wants to play the flirt card. You can play the flirt card with me, Jenna. We're from the same state, you know? Also, she's like a tall blonde woman on a reality show in her early 20s named Jenna. So, I'm not saying I wish it was Jenna from the challenge, but...
Good track record for that, though.
That is true. That is true. Hopefully she makes it to the end. I like her. Jacob Derwin is up next. He's 22 years old. His name is the same as my name. So, I like him. He's from Long Island. He is a super fan, just like everybody else this season. He was isolated growing up and bullied. And because of that, he had to practice being social. So he thinks that he is better at being social than people who just come to it naturally. I think that's not a bad point. If you, like, consciously have to make an effort to, you know.
He picked. He also picked the right one to have had to have worked for it, as opposed to, you know, things coming naturally to him, because that was a thing that Triple H would say during his Hunter vs. Helmsley gimmick. So if he was on Survivor, Triple H, you would want it to come naturally.
Yeah, natural selection. It's another wrestler. He loves games, so I'm already
Triple H.
It is time to play the game. This was my favorite thing he said. He lost 30 pounds before leaving to see what it was like.
Not like I wanted to get in better shape or whatever, but it's like, wow, how much is this gonna suck? Oh, it does suck. I did like that he was like, you know, the difference was, like, obviously, you know, I could, if I wanted to have, like, a granola bar to take a break, like, I could, and, you know, here, not getting the granola bar.
I like Jacob Dermott a lot. I like... Like, a lot of people will practice making fire or, like, fishing or puzzles or something. Not Jacob, though. He was like, you know, it's really important that I learn how to lose weight.
But, to be fair, like, it also, that you should actually, like, eat less going in so that you can plan on getting used to that. So that is actually smart, but it's just not something people think of.
But you still want to have enough weight on you to lose, because you saw what happened to Cole last season. And you saw what happened to Russell in his first two seasons.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, it's not like this guy was coming in with 0% body fat, though.
Well, yeah, I know. He's a big dude. So Jacob Dermott, good dude. Up next is Stephanie Gonzalez, who I can't tell if I like or not. She's 26 years old, which is how old I am until a few weeks from now, when it becomes the first day of spring. My birthday. She's from Puerto Rico. She moved to California when she was 13. Although Wikipedia says that she now lives in Florida. Another person from Florida.
I thought she said that she moved to Florida. It would make a lot more sense if she moved to Florida from Puerto Rico.
It would. I may have misheard her. Anyway, she taught herself English. She says she is thick-skinned, strong-willed, and a guy's girl, but can also hang out with the girls. Again, that's just people. Like,
yeah, like you just get along with people.
Okay. Is she the one who was like, I like pizza and beer, like the boy?
Yes.
You know what? I figured out if I like her or not. I don't. Okay. That was Stephanie Gonzalez. Up next is Laurel Johnson. She is 29 years old. She was from Minneapolis. She is another super fan. She's not used to the outdoors. She graduated from Yale. She was a D1 athlete. Wants to be the queen. Good luck, because you got to win two times at least. You got to win three times now to be the queen, and she hasn't even won once.
Pulls her hair back as she screams. I don't really want to be the queen.
You were the queen. Okay. She wants to be a strong competitor. She. This might be my favorite fact of anybody on this season in the bio videos. She practiced lying before leaving. Her example was like,
lied to my boyfriend.
If my boyfriend texted me where I was, I would just tell him the wrong place. Just to see what it's like. I really hope she and Jacob form an alliance. Like, oh, how did you prepare? Okay. And up next is Stephanie Johnson, who is 34, and I'm calling her this season's Waluigi, because she shares a first name with somebody and also a last name with somebody. Both of them are on her same tribe.
Wow!
That's her. She's from Chicago. She is a mom. She does a bunch of stuff, just like Debbie. Remember her? She wants to live out her dream of being on Survivor, I guess?
Of going to North Carolina University and playing professional basketball.
She laughs a lot. She is strong socially, mentally, and physically, according to her. Wants to be remembered as the brightest, most badass mom ever. Okay, that's, I think, enough talk about Waluigi. I really don't like her. There's so many... In Jeff's summation of this cast, he was like, there's a lot of people to like this season. Are there, Jeff? I can count, like, three.
I think he is required to say that every single season.
You're probably right. James Lim is 24 years old. He is 24 years old. I already said that. Was born in L.A. and then went to Seoul and then Boston and now New York City. He's a management consultant. Says he wants to give it his all. He's a sprinter. He has a willingness to connect to people. Genuinely connect to people. Okay. And he's never been camping. I don't know how to feel about James Lim. He could either be out real early or make it to the end.
Yeah, like, I think if people don't recognize he's a threat quickly enough, I think he's going to go really far.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think a lot of it depends on how his tribe does, too.
Looking at each tribe makeup, I think this tribe is stronger. Maybe. I don't know. I guess we'll see. I guess everybody's pretty strong this season. Everybody's so good-looking this season. Did you know?
The most fuckable season.
The most fuckable season. Brendan Shapiro is 41. He's from Virginia. He owned a business for 13 years and then became a teacher. He is married, and he's a dad, and he is good at reading people, and he just seems like a genuine...
He's a nice guy. Real nice fella.
Nice guy, Brendan Shapiro. Up next...
Brendan Shapiro is not 5'4".
What?
That's because Ben Shapiro is 5'4".
Oh, okay. He seems fine. I like him. Seems like a good dude. Up next is Libby Vincek, 24... A lot of people are 24 this season, it seems. Which is the first time people start liking you again after being 23.
This is true.
Small-town Christian girl from Texas, not afraid to get her hands dirty. She is friendly and athletic. Her social game is her strength. She will use the flirt card to her advantage. And she considers herself relatable. I already forgot what she looks like.
Yeah.
Who?
She's like just like a generic blonde girl.
You really don't need more than one of those a season, Jeff.
No, you don't.
But there always is. I have nothing to say about this person because she was probably born in February because she's so forgettable. Okay, we've got two people left. Michael Yerger is 18. He is from Tennessee, but he moved to L.A. and became a real estate agent, and he said, age ain't nothing but a number. Sort of, Michael. He's claiming to be 23 years old. He is, quote, a decent guy who has no problem lying and cheating, and he plans on flirting. So many people are planning on flirting this season.
It's going to be a flirty game, man, because this is the most fuckable season.
It's not a bad point to make. Okay, and finally, we've got Donathan Hurley. Fun fact about Donathan, the name, it's a name that exists, apparently.
It is a name that someone has.
Do you think that... when he was born, they meant to name him Jonathan, but they, like...
Jonathan or Donovan, but they, like, couldn't decide between the two.
So they combined it. That's probably it. Donathan Hurley is 26 years old. He was born in Kentucky, came out as gay at 13. He was bullied growing up. He was poor growing up. His mom was a single mom. He, too, is a super fan, and he wants to be fun-loving. I like Donathan a lot.
I do, too.
He's a good, good dude.
He has an incredibly thick accent.
Incredibly. I like him. I like Jacob. I like Jenna. And everybody else is either forgettable or unlikable. Oh, Laurel is cool. I like Laurel, too. Okay.
Brendan Shapiro?
Brendan Shapiro. Okay. There's actually quite a few people on this tribe I like. Okay. Who on the Malolo tribe do you want to pick to make it to the merge?
Brendan Shapiro.
Good call. But what if they vote him out for being in his 40s?
Get out of here, old man.
You know what? I'm going to pick Miss April and the D, Jenna Bowman.
Okay.
But do I want to pick Donathan? They're both good options. Wait, are both blonde women on the same tribe?
Yes.
But young blonde women? Okay. Well, that seems weird. Whatever. I'm not casting this season. Okay. Yeah, let's go with Jenna. I think that she'll play a good under the radar game until the merge, and then she'll come out swinging. She's the next Kelly Wentworth because she is a blonde woman, and that's it. Okay, it's finally time after 2 long months. We finally have predictions to make. What tribe do you think will win the first reward challenge?
Remind me of their names again.
Of the tribes?
Yeah, I know who's on the tribes.
Okay. There's Malolo and Navidi.
So Navidi was the first one you read and Malolo is the second.
It was indeed. I was scrolling upwards, which is why I did it in reverse order.
There's NVIDIA and Mahalo are the two tribes. I am going to pick Malolo to win reward.
Okay. I'm going to pick Navidi to win a reward. But Thomas, what do you think will be at this reward? What do you think they'll win on the reward?
Jake, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say that there will be tools to build a shelter.
I was wondering if you were going to bring that up. I think that they're going to win tools to build a fire.
Hadn't considered okay. That angle.
Yeah. Remember, this season is Ghost Island, and Jeff said that it was similar to Exile Island in people will be sent there. Who do you think will be sent to Ghost Island in the first episode?
I think that the law student guy is going to get sent there, because no one
Bradley,
will like him.
Bradley, 25 years old, he sucks. I would be okay with that. I think they're going to send 18-year-old Michael Yerger. We can probably stop using their last names at this point, I think.
Sure.
Except Stephanie Gonzalez. I think we'll probably call her Gonzalez, because they didn't know the bio video. Okay, who will win immunity?
I am going to say that Malolo also wins immunity.
I'm also going to say Malolo wins immunity because I want to. Okay. And who then will be voted out from the Navidi tribe? Navidi sounds like a type of pasta. I wonder what these words mean. They always mean something in whatever the native language is.
All right, can you just read off all the Navidi people again just so I make sure I'm not missing anyone?
Dominic, Desiree, Kellen, Wendell, Bradley, Chris, Sebastian, Angela, Morgan, and Chelsea.
Remind me, is one of those the yoga person?
Yoga, are you thinking of Stephanie Johnson, a.k.a. Waluigi?
Yes.
She is not. She's on the other tribe.
She's on the other tribe. Okay.
She's on the tribe we predict will win immunity.
All right, because I was going to predict her then. I guess I will say, what's the name of the construction worker again?
Dominic.
I'm going to say Dominic gets voted off.
I was thinking about that also. I think, though, it will be Kellen, unfortunately.
Yeah, I could see that.
He's like one of those people that everybody loves in the preseason and does not make it far enough to make an impression. Was there anything else that we predicted? Or that we still need to predict? I don't think so.
I think that's everything.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, use the hashtag FigTales on the challenge. They're going to start filming soon. And then we'll have the cast leaked soon after that. Let's hope that Figgy and Tails are on that. Hashtag FigTales on the challenge. Follow us on Twitter at DYWSLN. Or me, personally, at Jake Shadell.
Figgy does.
Figgy follows me. And some other people. So there's an impression.
just think about that. Yeah. You can follow me at TomNotTom.
You can like our Facebook page if you want to be updated on Facebook. What?
I don't know why you would, but it's an option.
There's more than one website. We have an email, which is didyouwatchlastnight@gmail.com. If you email us, remember to sign it, your pal, Jeff Probst. And if you are Jeff Probst listening to it, when you sign it, your pal, Jeff Probst, put in parentheses, for real, though, because that would be really helpful.
Yeah, say, your pal, Jeff Probst, in parentheses, not...
You don't have to say that part, actually. That last part is not something that's important. But, you know, Jeff, hit us up. Thomas, I realized this week, it's been a while since you have given the boilerplate five-star review for this podcast.
All right,
so
yeah.
If somebody wants to leave a five-star review, what should they write?
We'd better update this.
Oh, yeah. Let's update it.
This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
You said you were going to update it.
Oh, but no, I was saying, like, update people on it. Okay, fine.
Oh, okay.
I like
no,
it.
You know, no, I think it's perfect.
What's the name of Bleep's podcast again?
I have no idea. I've forgotten.
All right, yeah. It's just say, this is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts, in parentheses, especially podcast. I give it a big thumbs up.
You don't need to write that part. We will already assume because you rated our podcast and not his because it's bad and doesn't deserve any recognition. And that's why he's being bleeped out of every episode.
Listen, when you leave a review for us, it's not a democracy. You agree to the terms that we have set.
Okay. I think that about ends it. Are you ready for Ghost Island?
Oh, you bet I'm ready.
Fucking. And I gotta say, I think the music we're using for this season is the best we've had in a while.
I agree.
What did we do last season? Triple H's theme, obviously, and then what did we go out with? Was it Fiji Mermaid still?
No.
I did that a while ago.
Yeah, we did. I think we shouldn't do that this season, honestly. Like, I do enjoy that song, but we've used it enough that I think we can retire it.
Fiji Mermaid or Triple H's theme?
Well,
what if we ended with Triple H's theme?
That would be really
funny.
No,
we ended with the Evolution theme. That's it.
That's true, yeah.
Why are we reminiscing about this? That season was bad.
Well, that was the best part of the season.
That's true.
But,
okay.
Yeah, no, I think we should retire Fiji Mermaid. We can talk about what we're going to do for that.
Yeah, well, you're probably already hearing the intro, so I guess it's time to say, have a great summer.
Deuces. When you're on a holiday, you can't find the words to say. All the things that come to you, and I want to feel it too. Control my now.
Coolio. Do you get a good Ghostbusters bit in?
No.
Ugh, fine. Whatever.